Started. I wanted to give this year, even though, of course, Maya and Oren could not be here, as they just got up from Shiva this morning, in memory of their father, Rabbi Tony, or if you knew him as Ozer Glickman. Much has been said about Rabbi Glickman that I'm sure everybody read about and heard about if you were at the Levaya, and certainly I saw so many of you at the Shiva. A singular individual, a person of extraordinary breadth, and really a loss most profoundly felt by the family and the friends, but by the entire extended community, person that, you know, as Chazal say, Chaval al da'avdin udelo mishtakchen, which means, you know, how sad it is when we lose somebody who is really irreplaceable. Now, at some level, that applies to everybody. Every person is unique. We believe that, which is why saving one life is like saving the entire world, because the world would never be the same without that person. But Chaval al-da'avdin u'dulo mishtachin implies a person whose stature, whose credentials, whose unique abilities really make that person very difficult to replace. And in the case of Rabbi Glickman, the facts speak for themselves. His biography itself is a truly remarkable thing. And so I want to dedicate these words of Torah in his memory, and of course in support of our colleagues who are truly bereft right now, especially, as I've mentioned, in this time of V'higata Levincha Pesach is a time, family time, unlike any other, of passing the Masorah down to the next generation. So the loss is that much more acute at this particular juncture in the year. What I wanted to discuss is a kind of a dialectic, to borrow a term that the Rav would use, is something that where there's two opposing forces, or in the language of physics, vectors, which are pointing in opposite directions about Leil HaSeder. To begin with, the very essence of Leil HaSeder is its unique quality. That is to say that it is meant to be a night that is different than every other night. According to the position of the Rambam, the Man Ishtana that we're all familiar with is not really Bederech She'elah. We think about that as She'elot, the She'elot of the K'tanim. But in fact, the Rambam rules that Man Ishtana is not B'lashon She'elah, but B'lashon Amira. It's not what we would call the interrogative, but it's actually a declarative. Man Ishtana Halayla Hazeh Mikol HaLeilot. How different this night truly is than every other night. The Torah, in the 12th chapter of Sefer Shemot, says, Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem LaHotziyam MeEretz Mitzrayim Hu HaLayla HaZeh LaHashem Shimurim L'Chol B'nei Yisrael LaDorotam. And the way that this is interpreted by Rashbam, by the Ramban, means that this night God was waiting for decades, for centuries, that God was waiting, Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem LaHotziyam MeEretz Mitzrayim. And then reciprocally, Hu halayla hazel lahashem shimurim lechol bnei Yisrael l'dorotam. In every generation, members of Am Yisrael will look forward to this singular night all year long. And the Rashbam emphasizes that lachug et chag haPesach. The Ramban goes even further, explaining the words Hu halayla hazel lahashem. The Ramban uses language which is very important in Lamdut. For those of us who study Talmud in a conceptual way, he says, Laila mikudash lishmo. There's a special kedushat halayla, a singular sanctity to the night of Pesach, which is not replicated in any other night of the year. Of course, achilat korban Pesach. Of course, sipor yetziat mitzrayim. Of course, as the Ramban says, lehodotu lehalel lishmo. But the idea is that there's a singularity to the night of the 15th of Nisan. And as a matter of fact, I once heard a very beautiful exposition of this idea from a man named Rav Chaim Ilson, one of the leading Talmidim of the Rav, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, where Rav Ilson developed the point of view, the nuances are a little bit beyond our scope for today, that over the course of his lifetime, the Rambam developed his approach to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from the Sefer HaMitzvot that he wrote at an earlier stage, the Mishneh Torah, where the Rambam, in comparing, making a direct comparison between Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, which the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah derives from the verse, Zachor et hayom azari shir yitzatem Mitzrayim b'yit avadim, He compares it to the pasuk of Zachor Yom HaShabbat LeKodesho. Earlier in his life, the Rambam used a different source text for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, namely V'igadta Levincha B'Yom Ahu Le'mor. So what was this change all about? Rav Ilson explained that the message of Zachor at Yom HaShabbat LeKodesho is actually, as the Rambam explains, both in the Sefer Mitzvot and Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, as well as in the Mishnah Torah, to explain that Shabbat is muvdal, it's separate than all the other days of the week. So if the Rambam is drawing on Shabbat as the template, as the paradigm, and expanding from there to Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, the very essence of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is indeed to describe the many ways that the night of the 15th is distinct from every other night of the year. Even if you look at the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Vilchot Chametzu Matzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah Lesaper B'Nisim V'Niflaot Shena'asu Lavotenu B'Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan. The mitzvah is to talk about the Nisim and Niflaot that occurred on that particular night, to demonstrate that that night was different, that there were Nisim V'Niflaot. And the very language of Niflaot, wonders, implies that it's separate, that there were things that went on that night that did not typically go on. And then the Rambam needs another pasuk to prove, well, you could do that on Tetvav Cheshvan, you could do that on Tetvav Tevet, you could do that on Tetvav Adar. Why do you happen to do that if the whole mitzvah is just to say the night of the 15th is unique? How do you know that you're supposed to do that on the night of the 15th of Nisan? So he says, that's learned from a different pasuk, V'igata levincha bayom ahu lemor, yachol me rosh chodesh tamud omer bayom ahu, yachol mi bod yom, So the whole idea of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is clearly to demonstrate that this night is different than every other night. Amirat manishtana, velo she'ilat manishtana, the declarative and not the interrogative. So that all is true. But what I'd like to try to highlight very briefly today is that even though certainly one vector, one kivun in our experience of Chag HaPesach is indeed the distinctions between the night of the 15th of Nisan and the rest of the year, the true power of the day is that it's meant to impact and spill over into the rest of the year. So here you have a kind of a dialectic. On the one hand, it's meant to be different, and on the other hand, in many respects, it's meant to spill over from this one night. Before I go any further, we find this phenomenon, lehalacha, in one other day of the year, which is Yom Kippur. We mentioned many months ago, 6 months ago, when we talked about Yom Kippur, that the Torah in Parshat Achrei Mot refers to Yom Kippur as Achat Bashana, which doesn't only mean that Yom Kippur is one day a year as opposed to 3 days a year or 5 days a year, but Achat Bashana Milashon Miyuchad, that Mibchina Echutit, qualitatively, this day is different than every other day. And yet, what do we find about Yom Kippur? That it's the only day, according to the Rambam, where there's a mitzvah mina Torah to start the day early and to end it late. There's called Tosefet Yom Kippur Min HaTorah. That is to say, it's meant to spill over into the days surrounding it. And there's Mashum Mot Simli B'Davar Hazeh, that Yom Kippur, on the one hand, is different than every other day of the year, all the mitzvot, V'nitem et nafshoteichem, all of the inuyim that we go through. And yet, that clarity of Yom Kippur, where we're totally committed, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, Shiva Pamim, that is meant to impact and lehashpia Allah Shar Kol HaShana. So I'm suggesting the same phenomenon applies to Pesach. Let me give you three examples of this idea. You know, Pesach Mitzrayim, that first original miraculous night, was only one night. There was no seven-day holiday. What happened in every other generation, this one night was actually expanded into 7 days. What's this expansion all about? I think the answer is very obvious. Pesach, of course, goes back to the night of the 15th of Nisan, but in every other generation, we're meant to reflect on that one night. And we take the next 6 days to actually reflect on how miraculous that night was. If you think about it, it's quite clear. There are no mitzvot that we perform the other 6 days of Pesach. All of the mitzvot are accomplished on the first night. There's a mitzvah min HaTorah lechol matzah b'leil Pesach, ba'erev tochlu matzot. Now, there's a lot of literature which suggests that there may be a kiyum, there may be a fulfillment, but there's no obligation
to eat matzah any of the other nights of Pesach. There's a mitzvah to say Shel Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. When does that take place? Only on the night of the 15th. So the other 6 days are merely meant to be reflective about the first night. So the first idea of expansion, what I would call the intermediate phase of expansion, was going from Pesach Mitzrayim, which is of course just that one day, the 15th, beginning at night of course, to Pesach Dorot, which is Shiva Yamim. Point number one. Point number two. There was a halakha that only applied to Pesach Mitzrayim, what we call Mekcho mi Be'asor u'shchitato bi'yudalad. That we spoke about this a little bit last week, where the Torah says that Moshe and Aharon had to speak to the Jewish people, Dabru al Kladat Yisrael Be'asor lachodesh zav yikchu lahem ish selavet avot selabayit. Three psukim later, Vayalacham lemishmeret ad arba'asar yom v'shachtu oto kol kaladat Yisrael ben arba'im. We spoke about those as days of giyur, days of reflection, where the Jewish people were deciding, do I want to be an Egyptian, do I want to be a Jew? A momentous time for choosing. So the Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Tzadi Vav explains that this halacha of a 4 day waiting period is only shayach lePesach Mitzrayim, lo shayach lePesach Dorot, did not apply in any other generation. But far from, okay, then it's sui generis, it never happened again, the Gemara actually says that this halacha was taken away from the Korban Pesach and applied to which korban? The korban tamid. That is to say, every single day, takeves achat haseva boker, v'takeves hashinit hasebin arbayim, each sheep that you slaughter, every single morning the Beit HaMikdash, every single afternoon the Beit HaMikdash, has to be investigated for 4 days. Where did that halacha come from? Only from the Korban Pesach. That is to say, we took something that was relevant only one time in history, and we made it a part of our consciousness every single day. So that every single time you took a Korban Tamid, and by the way, the Korban Tamid has to be exactly the same animal as the Korban Pesach, Se Tamim Zachar Ben Shana, has to be the same animal, you would remember that moment of choosing, that moment where you decided, Litzdaref L'Am Yisrael, Lizdahot Kechelek Me'am Yisrael, to identify as a member of the Jewish people, as the Pasuk says, V'shachtu oto kol kalada Yisrael ben Arbaim. So the idea of the exportation of this halacha from Korban Pesach, from a once a year, actually a once in history phenomenon, L'mashu yom yomi, to something daily, shows you that the night of the 15th, that experience was meant to impact not just one night a year, but every single day of the year. But perhaps the most important illustration of this concept can be found in two mitzvot. We know, and we've mentioned before, that on the night of the 15th, there's a special mitzvah called Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. Okay? But every single day of the year, both in the morning and in the evening, there's a mitzvah called Zichirat Yitziat Mitzrayim. The whole story of this made it into the Haggadah. Remember the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the first parak of Masachet Brachot says, Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria Omer Arei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana Velo Zachiti Sheteyamer Yitziat Mitzrayim Belilot Ad Shedarsha Ben Zoma Shenemar Leman Tizkorat Yom Teit Chamer Tzitzayim Kol Yemei Chayecha Yemei Chayecha Yamim Kol Yemei Chayecha Lelot V'Chachamim Omrim Kol Yemei Chayecha Olam Hazeh Kol Yemei Chayecha Lavili Mot HaMashiach. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah is opposed by the majority. The Chachamim don't understand the Pasuk this way, and yet the Rambam in Hilchot Kriyat Shema rules in accordance with Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah and says there's a mitzvah min HaTorah Lizkor Yitziat Mitzrayim Lorak Pam Bashana, not just not on the 15th, but every single day of the year, in the morning and in the evening, Kol Yemei Chayecha, Yemei Chayecha Yamim, Kol Yemei Chayecha Lavi Et Alilot. Now, when do we do this? We do this in the context of Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema ends, Kriyat Shema has three paragraphs, Shema Vayayim Shemoa Vayomer. The third paragraph, Vayomer, ends with the Pasuk, Ani Hashem Lokeichem Resher Otzeitichem Eretz Mitzrayim Liyod Lachem Lelokim. We just are Mazkir Yetziat Mitzrayim, Mashu Pashut. Reb Chaim of Brisk wrote a very famous essay where he says, what's the difference between Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim and Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim? Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim, just to state, God took us out of Egypt so that we would serve him. Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is much more elaborate. It has to be, one, Derech She'ela U'tshuva, We have to encourage the children to ask questions. Number two, we have to mention three things. Difference number two, and difference number three between Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim and Zechirat Yitziat Mitzrayim is that there has to be a narrative arc. Matchil beginut u'misayim b'shevach. His grandson, the Rav, added a fourth. He said that if we're going to tell the whole story already, Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim has to conclude with Halel v'Hoda. You remember that the last thing that we say in Magid, before we say the second bracha alakos, if you're Sfaradi, you don't say the second bracha alakos, it's just, you only make a bracha on the first and third. But Elu Ashkenazim, we make a bracha on the second kos. The last thing that we say in Magid is, Lefichach anachnu chayavim lehodot lehalel leshabeach lefa'er lemisha salanu v'avotinu et kol anisum elo otzianu me'avdud lecherut. So the Rav felt that halel v'hoda'a was a natural part of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. Okay, very good. So the Rambam tells us that there's a mitzvah min haTorah every single day to be mazkir Yitziat Mitzrayim. So here we have a third example of how something that was relevant one night a year is now expanding into the rest of the year. The measure of the success of Pesach is lashpia al kol hashana. But I'd like to now do something a little bit more subtle. I know this is a little nuanced, but just stay with me to show you just how beautifully the Rambam laid this out. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchot Kriyat Shema, as I mentioned, where he tells us that there's a Torah level mitzvah lehazkir Yitziat Mitzrayim bayom uvalayla through Kriyat Shema, says, you know, the truth of the matter is we should not really recite the third paragraph vayomer at night, because its primary topic is the mitzvah of tzitzit, and the mitzvah tzitzit lo noheget balayla. Why? Because the pasuk says ur item oto, and that's understood to mean Bizman Ri'ah, that's during the daytime and not during the nighttime. And so the Rambam says, what's the whole reason that we say the paragraph? Just to get to the end, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoteiti Chamer Mitzrayim. So we're left wondering, I don't understand. If the whole point is just to get to the end, why don't we just skip over the whole section about the tzitzit? Ma'ariv will take 30 seconds shorter. People will be happy. Wives at home waiting for the children to take baths will be happy. My wife especially. Okay? And so what's the trouble in that? And just so you don't think that this is a ludicrous suggestion, the Gemara in first parak of Masachat Brachot says, B'ma'arava, in Bavel, B'ma'arava meant Eretz Yisrael, because it's to the west of Bavel. That was their practice. They didn't say the third paragraph of Shema at night. They just skipped ahead. So if the Rambam's already admitting that's the only reason we say the paragraph, so what's wrong with just skipping to the end? Question number one. Question number two. If we look at the Sefer HaMitzvot of the Rambam, for whatever reason, and that's where he counted all the Mitzvot Aseh, Mitzvot Lasdot Aseh, surely he counts Mitzvot Tzipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. I think it's number 157. You look up and down. You can start now and go through all 248. You don't find Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim. Why did the Rambam leave that out? And question number three is an attack of the Ramban on the Rambam. The Ramban says, I don't understand why the Rambam thinks that there's only one mitzvah of saying Kriyat Shema. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchot Kriyat Shema says, Pamayim b'chol yom karin Kriyat Shema, that we say Kriyat Shema twice a day. Shenemar b'shach b'chol kumecha, b'derech shebnei adam shochim, b'derech shebnei adam kamim, zehu boker, zehu laila. The Rambam counts it all as one mitzvah. And the Ramban says he doesn't understand any of this. If a person didn't say Kriyat Shema at night, he doesn't have to say it in the morning. He doesn't say it in the morning, he doesn't have to say it at night. It should count it as two different mitzvot. So what I'd like to suggest the answer to all of this is that the Rambam well understood that the mitzvah of Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah. That's why it's not counted in the Sefer Mitzvot. The mitzvah of Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim is, as the Pasuk says, quite literally, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoteiti Etchem Eretz Yitzrayim Liot Lachem Lelokim. Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim means that if we do Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim properly once a year, we really integrate it into our consciousness, then that will affect the rest of the year. And every single day, part of our consciousness will simply be that since God took us out of Egypt, liot lachem lelokim, that will help us commit ourselves to shmirat ha-mitzvot, to a life of avodat Hashem. That means that zechirat yitziat Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but it's really part and parcel of kabbalat malchut shamayim. And in fact, if you look in the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot, in Mitzvah Bet, where the Rambam is describing the Mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, which he says is also known as Kabbalat Malchut Shemayim, there he does mention Zechirat Yitziat Mitzrayim. He mentions it in that context. And now I think we also understand very, very well why the Rambam wasn't going to let us skip the whole first few psukim until you get of the third paragraph until you get to Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeiti Etchem Eretz Yitzrayim. Why? Because what are all those psukim about? L'ma'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai. The whole point was not to just mention Zechirat Yitziat Mitzrayim. Zechirat Yitziat Mitzrayim is a means for us to remember that we owe Hashem for taking us out of Egypt, and chayavim lavodotov lishmor chukav u'mishpatav. So you couldn't skip over l'man tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai. And ultimately, I think that's really the answer as to why the Rambam said mitzvat kriyat shema, even though he would agree to the Ramban, if you don't say it in the morning, you should still say it at night and vice versa, but it's basically one mitzvah. The same way that in the military, every day has cohesion, because what do they do at the beginning of the day? They play reveille. What do they do at the end of the day? They play taps. And it bookends the day, and it means that everything in between is part of the same cohesive element. So how do we do that in Judaism? We begin our day with Kriyat Shema. We end our day of Kriyat Shema. That's a big part of the story of the development of Kriyat Shema Lamita. That should literally be the last thing that you do. And that bookends everything in between. Because for the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, okay, there was a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but it was more about Kabbalat Malchut Shemayim. And that it's part of our awareness all day long. So when you do something the first thing in the day, the last thing in the day, everything in the middle tends to fill in naturally. And for that reason, I think the Rambam counted it as just one mitzvah. So just to summarize and distill what we said today, mitzad echad, leil chamishasar b'nisan, muvdal mishar kol hashana. On the one hand, the night of the 15th of Nisan really is completely distinct from the rest of the year, and that is the nature of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, is to state, not just to ask, but as we quoted from the Rambam, Lomar, Manishtana Alayla Zemikol Elod, it really is so different. Le'al Shimurim Hu LaHashem, it's a different kind of a night. The language of the Ramban, Mekudash Lishmo, on the one hand, it's different than the rest of the year, and on the other hand, the measure of a successful Seder is Ad kama ze mashpia al shar shana. Was it just one night, or did it translate the rest of the year? Did Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim translate into Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim, our sense of awareness of Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim? Did the halacha of Korban Pesach, taking it 4 days in advance, did that translate into the Korban Tamid, where every single day that becomes part of our awareness? Did Pesach Mitzrayim, which was only one day, turn into Pesach Dorot, where it's all of a sudden 7 days of reflection about what Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan meant? And so just like the model that we laid out with Yom Kippur, on the one hand it's Achat Bashana, no other day of the year was like Yom Kippur, but there's still, according to the Rambam, a mitzvah of Tosefet Yom HaKippurim min HaTorah, that it has to spill over to the 9th of Tishrei and Yud Aleph Tishrei. You have exactly the same phenomenon here when it comes to Leil HaSeder. The measure of a successful Seder is the extent to which it impacts our relationship with Hashem the rest of the year. I just want to finish off B'derech Melitza. We know that Rabbi Gamliel, one of the stars of the Haggadah, so Rabbi Gamliel, he was the one who came up with this idea of Kol Mi Shalomar Shlosh Advarim Lo Yatzei Yedei Chovato Pesach Matzah Umarar. So the Tosefta are rabbinic teachings that were not included in the Mishnah. We don't know exactly why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi did not include them in the Mishnah. That's why it's called Tosefta Losif. These were other teachings that were gathered together by his Talmidim, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Hoshaya. So the Tosefta says that Rabbi Gamliel and his Talmidim used to stay up all night long on Pesach, learning Hilchot Korban Pesach, because they're the generation after Korban Beit HaMikdash. And the famous Gemara at the end of Masechet Menachot Daf Kufiyud explains that Zot HaTorah, LaMincha, LaOla, LaHasham, LaTodah, that a person who studies the Torah of the Korbanot is Ki'ilu Makriv the Korbanot, so they would do that one night a year. It's a beautiful thing. By the way, if you ask me, there's much better reason to stay up on the night of Pesach, it's already a Tosefta, than there is to stay up on Shavuos. That's based on a Zohar. Okay, not always does the better candidate win. Okay, but more interestingly, Rabbi Gamliel did that one night a year. We started with Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. He's the hero of today's shiur, right? Because he's the one who came up with this whole idea of Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim with a big assist from Ben Zoma. We know Arei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana, everybody here knows the story. Why was he like 70 years old? Rabbi Gamliel was fired, so they needed somebody. And Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah was a chacham, and he was an ashir, and he had yichus, so he had kol ha'malot. What was the only problem? That he was in TABC. He was a senior. So he needed a little bit of white hair, and so the way the Gemara tells it is a big miracle, a nes gadol, and all of a sudden he had white hair, Arei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. The Rambam didn't like miracles in general. Okay, the Rambam's against miracles. So the Rambam writes, when he was also 18, in the Pirei Shemishnayot, that was his senior thesis, his capstone project, was the Pirei Shemishnayot, he wrote the capstone project. I hope that Allison would give him a good grade. I don't know if it would meet the criterion. So he said in the Pirei Shemishnayot the following, he said that it was no miracle. Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah look so much older than he was? And I just want to say, I'm not recommending this necessarily for everybody, is that he stayed up late every single night learning, not just one night a year like Rabbi Gamliel with the Karban Pesach, but that he learned so diligently and assiduously that his physical, and we have the guidance department here, you know, we have to be balanced and healthy, but that his physical appearance started to change. It wasn't like, you wouldn't look at him and say he was 70, but Arei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. Nobody would look at him and see a young man because he was, you know, rapidly aging. So the whole point is you could be a Rabbi Gamliel Jew and stay up one night of the year. You could be Rabbi Lezer. But the message of the say there is that it's Lashpia on the rest of the year. And Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, who's the one, it's so appropriate that he was the one to say, Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is one night a year. But I believe that Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim is every day of the year. It was so appropriate. That was his mahut. That was his essence. That every single day he was there and he was working so hard that, again, he was Kiven Shivim Shanan. I would just add